أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how the community had called Ibrahim alayhi salam after they realized that he was the young man who had shattered their idols to pieces. They questioned him, and he made them realize their foolishness. He made them, in fact, admit and acknowledge that what they were doing were wrong. However, they threatened Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not only did they threaten him, but the king of that time, very, very powerful man, by the name of Namrud. And all of this is happening in the land of Iraq. That land or that region at that time was known as Babylon. So all of this is happening in that land of Iraq. And Namrud decided that they will burn Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the entire community were invited towards this evil act and to carry out this mission. This is not some fairy tale. Imagine this young boy, and he is being threatened to be burnt alive by the entire community. Everyone, even his father, is against him. No one is willing to support him. The entire community is against him. They're threatening to burn him to ashes. Qalu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, they said, they decided, when the community asked him to come and when they questioned him, they all then said, harriqu, burn him. Burn him to dust. Burn him to ashes. Ayah number 68 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Wansuru alihatakum, help your gods. He has spoken out against your God. Burn him and help your God. In kuntum fa'ilin, if you really want to take action, if there's something that you really want to do, then burn him. Don't spare his life. What happened was the entire community got involved. All of them started collecting firewood and started collecting fuel in order to ignite this fire. It is said that for days they collected and piled up firewood and whatever else they needed to make this fire. And then they ignited it and they lit it and they allowed it to burn for a few more days and kept on fueling it so it can reach its full veracity and it could reach its full intensity. It became so hot that when it was time to cast him and throw him into the fire, they could not go close to the fire because of its intensity and heat. Now imagine, this is happening over a number of days. Ibrahim alayhi salam does not change his position. One is they took him and they burnt him. He had no time to think about it or to consider an alternative move. No, it was over a period of days. He had enough time to flee, or he had enough time to perhaps change his view, but yet he remained steadfast in the deen of Allah. Eventually, they decided they will have to catapult him into that fire. So from a distance, they built a catapult. Namrud instructed that they build this catapult, and with this catapult, they flung Ibrahim alayhi salam into this huge, gigantic fire that they had ignited. At that time, the angel pleaded before Allah, "Ya Allah, allow us to help Ibrahim alayhi salam." They were witnessing the scene unfolding in front of them for days. Young boy, young child. Allah says, go and assist him, go and help him. When they came, Jibreel alayhi salam specifically, he came, introduced himself, offered his help to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "I do not need your help, I have Allah. I have Allah." As we are going through this difficult time, not only in our country and around the world, sometimes we forget the source of help and assistance. Let us not be distracted from the source of help and assistance, and that is Allah. We must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek His help, seek His assistance, constantly make dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores things to normality. So He said to Jibreel and whichever other angel came and offered help to him, he says, "Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel." Let us recite this often during these days. A very, very powerful supplication that we should read. Hasbunallah. Let us use the plural form. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Qulna ya nar, and he was flung. As he was arriving and about to land into that huge fire, Allah says, we said and we instructed to the fire, Ya Nar, O fire, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Become cool, become cold, and become peaceful upon Ibrahim. May Allah grant us the wisdom.